Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know, Monday, the 15th of April, 2019. To get you started, redemption is possible. Coming into this past weekend, it was 14 years since Tiger Woods had last won a green jacket at Augusta. But that didn't stop the 43-year-old from staying in the hunt throughout the week and making a leap yesterday to win the Masters, rounding off one of the great stories in the history of sports. Trista Crick has more.
Wow. All I have to say is wow. Tiger actually did it. He didn't just win a major, he won the Masters. How unreal is that statement, because less than 2 years ago, Tiger was cooked. He was done. He was a tragic spectacle. His body never seemed to recover. He could barely walk. He could barely change out of his golf shoes. He was quitting tournaments. It was bad. After 8 surgeries, tons of setbacks, even Tiger wondered if he would ever play golf again, let alone be able to get back on tour, contend, and win. But here Tiger is, defying the odds of age, biology, changing what we even think is possible and what we expect from the greatest golfer of all time. Yeah, there's no doubt about that now. Jack may have more wins, but Tiger, with more competition and in worse physical shape, put on a clinic to get his first Masters win in 14 years, his first major in 11. Think about that. That was forever ago. Iron Man was the first of 22 Marvel movies, and that just came out. That was 2 years before Game of Thrones even began production. But what we got, like a phoenix rising out of the flames, is possibly a better Tiger than he would have been otherwise. He now plays with joy. He now smiles. He chews gum. He chips out when he's in trouble. He plays for safety on the final hole at Augusta. Are you serious? This cannot be overstated. Tiger Woods is a champion once again. And yeah, UVA may be the best redemption story in college basketball, but this is the best redemption story in sports, period.
Happy Tax Day! Today's the deadline to file your taxes, and if you haven't filed yet, don't worry, you can request an extension, and the IRS doesn't care what your reasons are. Personal finance reporter Jana Heron says that filing for a 6-month extension is easier than you think.
Tax Day is Monday, April 15th. If you don't file on time, the IRS can charge you fees. But if you're too busy to get your filing done on time, it's a pretty simple process to get a 6-month extension. You can file an extension online for free using any of the free file software from the major tax preparation companies. You can also fill out a form 4868 and send it to the IRS address in your state. It must be postmarked by April 15th. There are two things to remember. One, if you're expecting a refund, you won't get it until after you file your taxes. Two, if you owe the federal government, you must estimate what you owe and make a payment by April 15th. An extension doesn't delay your tax bill. Check your state's tax authority website for its extension rules. If you're living abroad, you automatically get until June 15th to file your federal tax returns.
Next up, today is Marathon Day in Boston, but the race day and local holiday along with it might be dampened by storms. Thunderstorms and downpours are expected just before the marathon begins this morning. Additionally, AccuWeather says that winds spreading across the mid-Atlantic today will reach southern and central New England by nighttime. But rain or shine, some 30,000 runners are expected to take part in the marathon's 123rd edition. On what is tax day for millions across the country, Vermont Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders will release 10 years of his tax returns today. Sanders has been a vocal critic of President Trump's failure to do the same, but Sanders' own delay in doing so has left some calling him a hypocrite. He told the New York Times, though, quote, "I hope that Donald Trump will do exactly the same. We are going to release 10 years of our tax returns, and we hope that on that day, Donald Trump will do the same," unquote. And last up, mourners will pay their respects today to the late Ernest Hollings, also known as Fritz, who helped shepherd South Carolina through desegregation as governor and went on to 6 terms in the U.S. Senate. His body will lie in repose at the State House in Columbia, South Carolina, before a funeral tomorrow at the Citadel, where former Vice President Joe Biden and current Governor Henry McMaster are scheduled to speak. Hollings died earlier this month at the age of 97. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.